Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin of Lama, Sanhedrin Pekin of Lama, Vavim, Beis, Bada, 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 Beis, Bada, Mishnah. Bada, Mishnah. It's like the Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Sanhedrin, Hoysuk, Chatzi, Gor, and Agula. How was it shaped? The Sanhedrin was set up in a way that they sat in a semicircle, like a half a circle, a circle of a threshing floor, like, you know, like we said. Kidei, Shuro, and Zedzeh, so that they're able to see one another. Ushnei Sofer, Deyonim, Omdim, Lefneim. They had two Sofrim that would be in front of them. Echad, Miyom, Lechem, and so on. To the right, one to the left. Vekosin, Divri, Mechayim, and Divri, Mezaken. Each would write, Divri, Mechayim, and Divri, Mezaken. Rashi says, Shneim, Kosin, Divri, Mezaken, Ushneim, Kosin, Divri, Mechayim. Shim Yita Echad, if one made a mistake, Yochiach Ksavo al Chavish HaChavero, you can show from the other one. Rabbi Huda Amir says, Shlosh, so there are three scribes. Echad, three Sofrim. Echad Kosei Devei HaMezaken, Echad Kosei Devei HaMechayven, Vashlishi Kosei Devei HaMezaken, V'Devei HaMechayim, right? So that you can back it up. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Adam and Alf. V'shalosh Shiro Shel Tamid Chachamim Yoshim Lefneihem. There are three rows of Tamidei Chachamim that were sitting in front of them. Says Rashi that each of these rows had 23 Tamidei Chachamim that are sitting in a semicircle that were opposite the one itself. Right. They sat on these benches, and there the Tamidei Chachamim, they sat on the floor. Okay, now, what was the purpose of this, as we're going to get to? The reason for this was to get ready that just in case, let's say the judges over there would be stuck in a decision and they would need more judges. Because since the largest amount of judges is 71, 48 potential judges were necessary, right? Because you have 23 and you need another 48 to get to, 71. But it's not respectful to make two rows of 24 each, because then the rows would be bigger than the actual judges themselves. And you can't do 23 with a third to have only two. Or right. So therefore, they have three rows of 23, even though you'd never get to use all of them. Back in the Gemara, Kol Echad Echad Makir Es Mekomo, each one of them, they knew their place. Right, they sat according to their chashivas. The first row was the most chashiv. Second row was more chashiv than the third row, and so on and so forth. Right, and not only that, but each row was set up according to the chashivas. The most chashiv one at the head, followed by the other ones going in the order. Hutzter chula smoch. Let's say they needed to be to semakaz, give smicha. As she says, kegon. If let's say one of them dies, and then we samakai is the next one. Somchim in a rishonim back in the Gemara, they would do that. Echad min hashnia ba l'rishona. So then what happens is now you play a game of musical chairs. So you have 23 in the first row. The one who's number one of that row would go up, and then everyone would shift over. And then from the second row, everyone would shift over, but with the most chashiv of that row coming to the least chashiv of the first row, and then from the third row going to the second row. So echem min hashniya ba l'rishon, l'rishon, echem min hashlish ba l'rishniya. Baron lam od echem min hakal, and then they would take a great sage from the kehila. Moshivin asob l'shlishis, so he shouldn't have the empty seat over there. V'lo yoshev imkalo sharishin, he wouldn't sit in the place of the first one. Eliyoshib Makam Haroylo, right? Again, like we said, everything is shifted over, so he ended up in the last seat. Zakta Eliga Gemara, Minan Emili. How do we know that it was done? They sat in a semicircle. Amr Rabbi Achav Chanina, Damar Kal Pazik says, Sharireich Aganasar Al Yechser Hamazeg. The Pazik says that your navel, like your belly button, is in the shape of a moon shape. Let not the strength of the blend diminish. Which we explain that Sharireich Zu Sanhedrin. When it says the Lashon of Sharireich, this the belly button sung with the Sanhedrin. Lomenikur Shema Sharireich, why was it called that? Sheyoshevus b'tibur sha'olam, because it sat at the tibur sha'olam, the center of the world. In other words, by the Bit Mikdash, says Rashi, Shabbis Amidus b'emsa sha'olam. Agan, Shehi Megina al kol ha'olam kulo. It was also considered like an agan, which is like a basin, because it protects the entire world. That is Lashon of Megina. Asar, Shehi Dom al Asar. The Sanhedrin is like in the shape of the moon because it sits like in a semicircle, which is similar to the type of the moon, which is round. Right? Circular. Rashi's Ba'agula. Al yechser hamazug. It says, do not let the strength of the blend diminish. Let's say that if one of them needs to leave, the rowan, now we have to see. If there's 23 judges that are going to remain like the size of the Sanhedrin Ketana, then he can go. If not, he's not able to go, right? If you're talking about the judges of the Sanhedrin, can leave if he has to take care of something, but only if he has 23 other judges that are left. Yeah. Okay, b'tenech aramaschitim, your stomach is like the heap of wheat. Ma'arimaschitim, I call nanamim, and just like this heap of wheat, everybody gets enough from it. So too, everyone gets enough from the logic, the reasoning of the Sanhedrin. Suga bashoshanim. Suga, hedged with roses. Shafilu kisuga shoshanim leifutubahem protzos. And that is that Bnei Yisrael are not going to make breaches, even though there's some sort of the gezerah or warning that's put up that's like roses. It's not like a very strong wall, but rather it's just like easy. Rashi says, Gedur b'shoshana, they're fenced in with roses, klomar, with thorn bush, b'azhar, kala, b'avdala mu'etes, like with a small little warning and separation. Hein afrashim and avera, they stay away from avera. So ain't tar gedur, avonam is needed like a stone fence, lafzika, chafil ain't Rechokin minadera elegadish shashanim mafsik b'neim lo yivtsuba protzos together. They're not going to break through, even though it's a small little warning over here. V'hainu d'armer le'ahu mina l'Rav Kahana. This is what the min, a heretic, said to Rav Kahana. Amrisa nida shari liyichudam hadig de'afa. You say that a nida is allowed to be alone with her husband. Efshar eish bin oris v'enum heves. Is it possible that there could be a fire that's going to come with these little pieces of wood and it's not going to burn them? In other words, like when this, you're going to have this husband hang out with his wife when she's a nida, like, come on, there's no question that he's going to fail. Says Rashi, Ochezes Badolekas, Kumo, should keep that? Fine, all right. For sure, you can't have them together. Amalei says back, HaTorah Idu Allah Aleinu Suga Bashoshanim. The Torah testified about us that we can be hedged with roses. Shafilu Kesuga Bashoshanim Lurifitzuem Piratzos. Even if it's just a small little like fence, they're not going to go ahead and breach. We learn from the following idea. Kepelech HaRimon Rakaseich. Like a section of a Rimon are your temples, which mean afilu reikonim shabach, even though they're the most empty of you, even like those of Klal Yisrael that are the least, right? We saw this in Megillah and Daf, even they are full, malei mitzvos k'rimon, they're full of mitzvos like a rimon. Rav Zera Amar mi hacha, vayarach esreach begadav, he smelt the smell of his clothing. This is by Yitzchak and Yaakov for the brachos. Atrika begadav ela bogdav. Don't read it as clothing, but read it as bogdav, which means those that are bogey, that are rebelling. That is, even those that are rebelling, you can still smell a good smell that come from them. Okay, now, hanu bar yone dehave b'shevavusei d'rabzera. There were these bar yone, a bunch of hooligans, a bunch of thugs. They were by the neighborhood of Rav Zera. Dahava mikariv lahu ki hechidin hadru lahu b'tiyufta. And Rav Zera got close to them and that they should come back. They should do tshuva. Vahavu kap kapte rabbanon. They weren't happy with him hanging out with these type of people. Kirach nafshid Rav Zera. And Rav Zera was nifter. He passed away. Ami ala inna habacharicha katin shake dahave boya lonachame. So these hooligans said that until today we had Rav Zera, who was the short one with singed legs. This is the Gemara above Metzia. Rashi says Rav Zera gutzahava, who was short, v'nichu shokav, and his legs got burnt. They might said the badik nafshid the hanura shgira basochus apolin v'korali charicha katan shake. The Gemara there talks about the fact that he would test himself to see if he was, behaving properly and in line, and if the fires of Gehenna would impact him, and he would go into the fire every so often, and nothing would happen to him. But then what happened was is that there was an ayin hara on him, and the guy ended up getting burnt. So that's what they used to call him. He was short, and he had the singed legs. So he said, until now, he would daven for us, that we would be good, and he would pray for us. Hashta man boyel and rachman. Who's going to daven for us? Here, hurray! Here, haru belibayu va'avdu tshuva. So they did tshuva. They thought about this in their hearts, and they did tshuva. So you see, even those that are not necessarily the best still have this connection. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, shaloshu rows. Say these three rows of talmidim, of talmidim that were there. And how, you know, musical chairs, when they had to, when one of the judges, if let's say one judge dies and they need to get a new one, Amar Abaye, Shema Mina, Ki Naide Kule Naide. That is that when one of them moves, all of them, everybody moves and they shift. V'lei melehu, Ada Idna Hava Yesivna Bereisha, Hashta Mosavisu Li Bidanve. Let's say the guy is sitting at the head of the third row. And now, he at the beginning, in the very beginning, so he's number one over there. Now with musical chairs, he ends up being the end of the second row. So he's saying, until now, I was sitting at the head. And now I'm sitting at the danve, Rashi says, bizanvus, like a zanah, by the tail. Why is this good? So Rabbi, the Amar Le'achi, he just responded back to him and say, have a zan of la'rayas v'alti rosh l'shu'alim. It's better to be a tail to lions rather than the head of a fox. Mishnah in Perkei Avot. Okay, Zok the next Heiliga Mishnah. Ketzad Ma'aymin es Eidim al Eidim Nefashas. How would they go ahead and they would literally like to threaten them? She says Shaloi Idu Eidus Sheker, that they don't end up doing Eidus Sheker. What would they say to them when it comes to the idea of Dine Nefashas? Havu Machnisin Osam Ma'aymin Aleim. They would bring them in. And they would say Shema Tarmu Me'omed Umishmua. Maybe you're saying you're Eidus just because of, you know, you're being Me'umad. You know, Mistama, that's what it was. Or just a Shmua. You didn't actually see something over here. And Eid Mipi Eid, or maybe it was someone who told you, but you actually didn't see it. Mipi Adam Neman, even though, let's say, it came from somebody who's a Neman person, who you can even trust, but you didn't see yourself. Shami'i Atem Yodim Shesofena Livdok Eschem B'drisha V'chakira. Maybe you don't realize that we're going to do drishas and chakiras. You know, we're going to cross-examine you. Have a Yodim Shalok Kedine Mamanis Dine Nefashos. And you should know that Dine Mamanis, when it's monetary stuff, is not the same as, you know, life and death. And Dine Mamanis Adam, you know, Sin Mamanis Mishaperlov. You know, if you ended up messing up in your testimony with Dine Mamanis, what's the worst case scenario? Says Rashi, Im Hayed Sheker, no Sin Mamanis Shinif Sedal Yado, Machzir Lo Mishaper. You give money and then you're Mishaper. But Dine Nefashos, Dom over Dam Zerosov Tulurim Ba, Adsof Kalolam, Adsof Holam. But if you end up lying when it comes to the idea of Dine Nefashos, so then that's pretty bad news. What ends up happening is that you are responsible for this person's blood and for the blood of their descendants until the end of time. Shekem et sinu b'kayin shar yizchach. We found the story with Cain in Hevel when he killed his brother. Shenemer demei achicha tzorokim. It says that the bloods, not dam, but demei, in plural, they're crying out. In Omer, dam achicha doesn't say the blood. Ela demei achicha, the bloods. Damo v'dam zarasof. His dam and the dam of his descendants. It's all on your head. Davar acher demei achicha. What does it mean? Shehaya damo mushlach al eitzev al avanim. His blood, like splattered all over the trees and all over the stones. It was all over the place. That we're going to say the Gemara. Why is it say like demei that it was all over the place? Because he didn't know exactly how to kill him, so he just kept hitting him and hitting him. So blood got like basically all over the place till he died. Okay. Now lefikach never adam yichidi. Now, this is why, this is, again, what we say to this person who's coming in to testify. You know, that's why a person was created, yechidi, as an individual. Rashi says, kol zeh omer lehem, lefikach nivra adam yechidi, la'roscha shem me'adam echad nivra melo shel olam. Back in the Gemara, l'lamechad shekolam amid, ma'avid nefesh achaz misol, anyone who kills, he gets rid of, you know, kills even one Jew, Mila love a kasuk hilo ibid ola mali. It's considered as if you destroyed a whole world. Chol makayim nefesh chas mishal. Anyone who upholds even one soul, Mila love a kasuk hilo kiyam ola mali. It's like you upheld the entire world, right? And that's what Rashi was saying because Adam Arishon, he came along. May Adam echad nivra melo shalom. The whole world was created. Or another reason why we play shalom abrios. The reason why a man was created by himself as an individual to create peace. Shelo yomar adam lechaveru abba gadol me'avicha. No person say to his friend, my father is better than your father. You know, my father can beat up your father. Everybody comes from the same person. V'shelo yehu haminim omrim harbi rishuyas b'shamayim. And also, so the minim, the heretics, wouldn't come along and say, oh yeah, there are many powers in Shemayim. Right? If there were many people that were created at the same time, it wasn't just Adam Rishon created by himself. That's how it started, with only one person. Then people could have said that, oh yeah, each one was created by their own power, by different powers, and they all created the first one. So we don't want that to come about. Lahagid gedulas Hashem goes broken to show the greatness of Hashem. Adam tovea kama matabeos b'chosam echad. A person can bring many coins from one mold when they go to make the coin. Rashi says chosam haynu also barzel shehutzuchu chakukabo shatsua chakukabo, the same mold that these coins are minted in. You can have many coming from one. Many different types are coming from one. Right? Even though when it comes to the coins, they all look one like the other. They minted all people from the mold of Adam Rishon, but no one looks like their friend. Therefore, every person, since you're created as an individual, they have to come and say, they must say, "Bishvili, for me, the world was created." Says Rashi, "Klomer chashavani ka'olam mali." I'm considered like a whole world. Lo etcha es atzmi. I'm not gonna like destroy myself min ha'olam. Right, so I'm not going to chalila get rid of myself in this world by doing an avera and getting drawn after it. Right, that's every yidus understand. You are an entire world. Therefore, be careful. Don't destroy yourself by doing any averas. Chalila v'chas. V'shamatamru. Let's just continue on. What did they say to the person there? V'shamatamru. Maybe you're going to say, beep, turn the page. I'm seven base. My lot of the tzarizos, then if it's so dangerous, like to be an aide, because maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. Rashi says, "Lahachnis roshenu b'daiga azos afilu alemes." It's not worth it for me to get into this whole discussion here. I'm not even going to be an aide at all because it's too scary. What could happen? V'alo kvar nemar v'hu aid ora oyada imlo yagid. But we already said the pasuk says, and he's a witness, or he saw, or he knew. If he's not going to go bring testimony, then what's going to happen? He's going to have an avera. Says Rashi, "Aleichem." That the who aid aleichem mutal chova unesias avon im lo tagid tagidu masherisim. If you don't say what you saw, kind of stuck now. Not stuck, but basically, careful, don't lie. Fine, so forget it. I don't want to be involved in this at all. Sorry, you gotta be. You have to bring edus if you see something. And you say, like, so why do I have to take responsibility for this person's blood? Again, this is too nerve-wracking. I'd rather get the avera of not testimony, testifying, than being involved in, you know, this person's blood, getting this person's killed. We already know that it says, when the wicked perish, there is joy. In other words, you're thinking like, let me just leave this guy. This is Rashi, Im Rashihu, in Karonis. There's no punishment that's going to come if this person is actually a Rasha. Understand, you're thinking, let me just get the avera of not testifying and not be responsible if this guy is dying. And says, no, it's a good thing if this person's a Rasha to rid of him, to get him out. Now, we start off by saying, don't be doing this by an umdana, by mistama. That's what happened. Yes, actually, we see it. Tan Rabbanan, Kate said me'umad. What does that mean that he's me'umad? Like a mistama type of thing? Like probably. The judges say, maybe this is how you saw it happen. Sheretz achar chavero. Sorry, that's not true. Sheretz achar chavero lechorba v'ratz macharav. That you ran after. Somebody ran after his friend into a destroyed building or something, and you ran after him. And you saw there's a sword in the guy's hand, and the blood was dripping off the sword, and the body was like flopping around. you know, on the floor. If that's what you saw, you didn't see anything. It's just, you know, conjecture, Your Honor, you know, that you're just speculation. You didn't actually see that it happened. You just saw after the math, you don't know. Tanya, we looked at Rabbi Isa. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Shaddach. That's like a type of lashon of shavua or benechama, like, you know, I should never see being consoled if if I saw, let's say, somebody who, if I didn't see someone running after his friend into a destroyed building, and I run after him. And I see this, the sword in the hand of the person running after him, and the victim's blood is dripping over there, and he's flopping around on the floor. I said to him, Russia, who killed this person? Oh, ani, oh, ata. It was either me or you. What can I do when your blood hasn't been put in my hands in order to come against you? Shari Amr Torah, Al-Pi Shnaim Edom Yuma Sameis. The Torah says that through two Edom, the person should be put to death. Basically, since I didn't actually see this as an Edus, I can't say anything. But Hayodea Machashavos Yipar Meosa Isha Hargis Chaveru. Let it be the one who knows thoughts of man, that he goes and pays back the person that killed his fellow. Now, that's up to Hashem. Hashem is going to take care of this person now. Amru Lo Zazu Mishama Achav Nachash V'Kisho V'Meis. What happened was they didn't move from there, but a snake came out and he bit the guy and the person died. So, like the Heilig Yeshua says, so what happens is that if there's Edus, there's Edus. If no Edus, Hashem takes care of it. I have a bar nachash, v'hai bar nachashu. Was this murderer, should he have been killed by a snake? V'amar of Yosef, it says, v'chein tana devei chizkia, v'yom shachar beis amigdash, and the day this is shachar beis amigdash, hafal pisha batta Sanhedrin, even though the Sanhedrin is no longer in play, arba mises labatul, still there is the arba mises beizden. Right, lo batlu v'habatlu. What do you mean? It says that it wasn't batal. It was batal because it's no longer the Sanhedrin again. Because it just said, "V'yom shachar beis hamikdash afal pisha batlu Sanhedrin." Arba mises beizden lo batlu. What do you mean lo batlu v'habatlu? It was mevatal. There's no Sanhedrin. But the Gemara el din arba mises lo batlu. The din of arba mises wasn't destroyed. Is still with us. We saw this Gemara back in Ksuvus and in Sotah. Ksuvus of Lam and Sotah of Ches Amud Beis. That the din, in other words, Mishan is Chayav Skila. If someone is Chayav Skila, then what's going to happen? Oh, no film in a gag. Either Khalila, they'll fall. Well, if they deserve it, they'll fall from a roof. Chaya Dorasto. There's going to be wild animals they're going to trample over. Rashi says, do me the Skila. Can the Tanla come over? It's CMMA. Bisa skila is a gavosh de komos, the komos shalo hare kan shalosh, and his komos ends up being three. So he falls from a roof. Mishnah is chayav sreifa, a person is chayav getting sreifa, burnt. O nofa bedaleka, either chalila fall in the fire, lo aleinu, or nachash makisho, or get bitten by a snake. Rashi says, the kalile ziara eresh shal nachash sofa, the venom of the snake is going to burn the person to death. Mishas is chayef harigah, some of his chayef hereg, beheading, then, oh, nimsai lamalchus, o listen boim alav, either he's going to be given over to the authorities, or he's going to be attacked by a bunch of bandits. Rashi shadakon le'argo b'sayef, v'chei nimsai lamalchus shematizin rosho, off with his head. Mishas chayev chenek, someone's chayev chenek, strangulation. O tove benar, either they drown in the river. O meis besrundchi, or they end up dying by choking. So we see that this person, who's a murderer, should get beheaded. So why is it Rishim Shetach? Why do you end up dying by getting a snake bite? If really, which is only by sreifa. This guy should have had a hereg. So that's when he was asking, why did he get bit by a snake? Amr, they said, Ahu chita chriti havebe. He had another sin on his cheshbon. The Amar Mar, mi Shenischayev shtei misas beizdin nidam mechamor. Someone who's chayev two misas beizdin, then he gets the more chamor of the two. And clearly, we're saying here that sereifa is more chamor than hereg, than beheading, decapitation. Okay, next part of Mishnah, we said me'umad. They start by saying maybe it's just speculation. B'dinan nefashas hu delo amdinan. It's only by dinan nefashas that we're not allowed to say our edus based of umdana. Aha, b'dinan mamnas amdinan. But the mashmaos says that when it comes to dinan mamnas, you could do that. Rashi says edus ma'umad. Mi tan le gabe iyum edin nefashas. Lo tan le gabe iyum edin mamnas. It's only used when we're talking about like the warnings that we give by DNA nefashas, and we didn't say b'dinan mamnas. Preparing DNA mamnas la'el and dav chavtes. Darbina lu sadi shakri. Ograihu zile, right? So the fact that we, it's mashma that you can do by DNA mominus. Kiman, who's that going like? Kerav Acha. The time was said about Kerav Acha Omer. Gamal ha'ocher bein ha'gamalim. When you have a camel that is machanahimish with other camels. Rashi says that ha'ocher is talking about no sheikh shemat. I heard it means to bite. V'linira kisha gamala zachar mis davei gemanikiva kor le'ocher. When they're mechnahamish, it's considered an ocher. Why? Da'amir b'chor is gamal ocher. Can I get ocher? The way they do it is back. The back, so that's why he uses a lashon like that. V'nim said gamal harag b'tzido. And there's another camel who was found dead by the side. V'yadua shezargo. We know that this camel is the one that killed it. And therefore, the owner is going to be chayef to pay. Rashi says, "Shederach susim zyanim lahako susim shabitzido behind him umad." That's the way when they're in the heat over there, and these horses and also camels that they kick anything that's around them when they're doing what they're doing. Therefore, even though they don't have any actual witnesses that saw this happened, they have enough evidence to make the person going to be chayev. And our mission is going like that. According to you, then the same idea, but aid me p aid the katani. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. It says, you know, you can't have a testimony from another one. You want to make the same statement in the same ashmos and say it's only by dinin nefashos. How about dinin mamunas amiran? But we say by dinin mamunas, you are allowed to go and do such a thing. You can do aid me p aid. But we learned in the Mishnah, by Dine Mamanus, we said in that same Mishnah, Im Amar Hu Amar Li Sha'ani Chayev Lo. If the aide said that the defendant told me I owe him, Ish Ploni Amar Li Sha'u Chayev Lo, or let's say the aide said, so and so told me that he owes him, Lo Maklum, he didn't say anything. Ad Sheyomer Befanenu Hoda Lo Sha'u Chayev Lo Masayim Zuz. It's not going to mean anything until he says that the defendant admitted it to the one who's claiming from him in our presence that he owes him 200 zuz. So we're come to chois, we see that even though the witnesses are also puzzled from giving this idea in dini mamnas, arminan lehu b'dini nefashos, we speak to him about this, particularly by b'dini nefashos. Hachanami here also, with the umdana, afagav the psili b'dini mamnas, even though they're puzzle, it wouldn't be good by dini mamnas. Arminan lehu b'dini nefashos, we dafka speak about it by dini nefashos, right? Why is that? Rashi simply says that the laharbos had the varm of the first ayim of dinim amenas lo ichvas lana ayim aleim kokach. We don't go out of our way so much when it comes to dinim amenas, because worst case scenario they pay their money and their yotze, right? They can be mechaper through the payment. But when it comes to dinim nefashos, which is pretty serious, we give them more of a rundown. So at the end of the day, don't think that there's a mashmos, you know, that we can learn out to say that aid mipi aid is going to work or umd is going to work by dinim amenas. That would not be the case. Just like dinim nefashos doesn't work with dinim amenas either. Okay, continue on. What do we say? Heavy yodim. You should just know that, you know what happened by Cain in Hevel when he killed the brother, the bloods cried out. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Breda Rabbi Chia, Malami, Cha'asan, Cain, Behevel, Achiv, Chaburus. Cain did to his brother many, many holes and wounds. Pitzios, says Rashi, Pitzayim, Makas, Cherev, Kari, Pitzayim. Chaburus, Lekach, Nemar, Demei. right? So the Pitzayim is, he used a knife, there's a sword, like just like basically coming at him. And Chabas Chaburus is ended up making a lot of holes where the blood came out. Shalohi Yodem, Echin Neshama Yotza. He didn't know it was the first time murder is happening. He didn't know where does the soul leave, Ad Shegel Tzavar, until he got to his neck. From Rabbi Yehuda Breidu Rav Chia, Miyom Shepascha Ha'aretz Espia, Kibla Domo Shel Hevel, from the day that the earth opened its mouth and took the blood of Hevel Shuvlo Pascha, never opened its mouth again. Shenemar Miknaf Ha'aretz Zmiros Shamanu Tzvila Tzadik. From the edge of the earth we heard songs, praise for the righteous one. Miknaf Ha'aretz V'lo Mipi Ha'aretz. And what that means is from the edge of the earth and not from the mouth of the earth, which is showing that the earth doesn't open its mouth anymore to swallow up the blood. Tosfos explains, what does this mean? What this means is, miyom shepascha, kol damim shenivlaim ba'aretz, any blood that gets swallowed into the ground, el kol damim nivlaim, the blood will get soaked into the ground, but el shebishumim nika, it's recognizable on the surface that there was blood over there. V'chol but shel hevel, em shumim nika klal, but I can tell that it wasn't recognized at all. It was swallowed up in a way that it didn't leave over any residue or remnants, totally swallowed it up. But it doesn't do that anymore. We just said of Yehuda Beredu Rav Chia, and now we're talking about Chizkia Beredu Rav Chia, right? He was his brother. He was his twin brother. Esve Chizkia Ache, it says Vatiftach Ha'aretz Espia, but it says by Korach that it opened its mouth and it swallowed them up. And for the Gemara, Amrlei L'ra Basra L'Tola Basra, it opened against bad, but doesn't open against good. It opens for bad, but not for good. V'yamar Rav Yehuda, Beredu Rav Chia, Galus mechaperes avon mechsa. Galus will atone for a sin up to half. Wow. A person goes to Galus, and you can get half of your sins, half of that sin forgiven. Me karak sev v'hayisi navanut. Originally by Cain, who was punished, and here it says that I'm going to be nabinad, going to be wandering all over the place. But then after it says that he settled in Nod, right? Which is, you can't settle if you're nabinad, right? Nabinad, the land of, right? So his punishment ended up getting cut in half. Says Rashi Ksiv, because it's Be'eretz Nod, V'lo Ksiv Na, which says he had to be Na V'Nod, but he ended up in Nod. She'kipra lo, Galusu D'Ksiv, V'yitzi Kayin, and ended up being Mechaper for him. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Galus Mechaper Shlosh Advarim, Galus is Mechaper on three things. Rashi is Cherif, V'Rav, V'Dever. The sword, famine, and pestilence. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hayoshev Be'ir Hazos, he who continues to reside in the city, Yomos Becherub, Berav, Bedever, Vayose, Vinafal, Ala Kasdim, Atsarim, Aleichem, Bechaya. But whoever departs and falls with the Kasdim who attack, you shall live. Bahisalo, Nafshal, Shalo, and his life will be for him a prize. This is Yirmiyahu telling them that the people of Yerushalayim just give in to Bavel. And he said that if you leave the city, except, this Gullus Bavel, the Kasdim, then you won't die by the sword or hunger or pestilence. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Gullus Mechaperes ala kol, it's Mechaper for all types of punishment. Shenemar ko amar Hashem kisfu asa ariri. Hashem said, right about this man, talking about Yochnia Melech Yehuda, that he will be childless. Gever lo yitzlach b'yamav, a man who's not going to succeed in his days. Ki lo yitzlach mizaro ish Yosef akisei David Moshe ob Yehuda. He's not succeed in having his seed, a man who sits on the throne of David, a ruler over Yehuda. Basad the Galaxiv, but after he went to Galus, it says, B'nei Yochnia, Yochanya, Asir, Shaltiel B'no. Then it says that he did have kids over here. Right, so what do we see? The fact that he went to Gullus, there was a kapara for his Aveda, and he was able to have children. Asir Sheibratu Imo Bebes Asurim, his son, we had one son is named Asir. Why was he named Asir? Because his mother conceived when he was in prison, when he was in the jail. Shaltiel Shestalo Ekel. Shalom Kederech Manishtalim. It's called Sotil because Hashem put him in the womb of his mother against the normal ways. She got pregnant with him in an unusual way. Because we have a tradition that a person can't get pregnant when they are having tashmish standing up. Beep, turn the page. And she ended up getting pregnant while she was standing. Rashi explains that the prisons were very narrow. There's no way of having tashmish by lying down. And Yechonia was in that prison over there, and his wife was brought down in there. There was no room to them to do it. They did it standing up, and that was unusual matter. So it's called Shaltiel. Hashem had set it up. The Racher Shaltiel Shenishal Al Aloso Kel. He was called up because he asked to be freed from his Shavua that Yechonia would die without having kids. Meaning from a lesson of Sha'al Kel, asking Hashem. He wanted to not have the Shavua against him. Right? Hashem said that Shaltiel's father would die without any kids. So before Shaltiel could be conceived, Hashem, so to speak, Hashem himself, asked the Beis and Shamayla to get rid of that Shavua. Says Rashi, Ala lo so lahati lo gezer, shenishba shalo yehe lo ben, vitiru lo pomalia shamayla, ushavua ksiva ba hi parsha, de kasfua sa'isha zeh, besefer yirmiya. Okay, now two psukim later, we have Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, why was he called Zerubbabel? Shenizra bibavel, because he was Nizra, the tashmish happened. He was in the womb in Bavel, Zerubbabel. Mashmo was his really name. Nechemya ben Chachalia Shmo. His name was really Nechemya ben Chachalia. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.